Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from your nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right here on republicbroadcasting.org. I said your nation's capital, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, even though it does not seem like it, this is your nation. This is my nation. Our national government may be dominated by criminals who are calling the shots, but it is our government, not their government. And, you know, we have to remember that criticizing bad people in the American government who do bad things is not being anti-American. And yet, if you've noticed it, ladies and gentlemen, now this doesn't require you to agree with anything that Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's erstwhile spiritual advisor, has said in recent days or in days past, but you will notice that the criticisms of Reverend Wright are framed in the context that he is anti-American. Anti-American. Why is he anti-American? Because he said that the American government has done bad things and carried out bad policies. So all I'm here to tell you folks is that before you say that Reverend Wright is anti-American, just keep in mind that that same mass media that is calling Reverend Wright anti-American is the same mass media that calls you anti-American if you question the official story of 911. It's that same mass media that calls you anti-American if you criticize the actions of the FBI and the BATF at Waco. They say, after all, the BATF and the FBI are, you know, American government agencies, and, you know, if you criticize what they're doing, that's anti-American. This term anti-American is very much misused and abused, and that's why I warn all good patriots, all good nationalists, whatever you want to call yourselves, that if you use that term anti-American to describe somebody else, you're falling into the trap that the other guys play. Of course, I don't hesitate to describe somebody like George W. Bush as anti-American because, you know, folks, I look at his actions and I see that his actions are harmful to America. I see that his actions are harmful to the interests of the American people. I see that his actions have harmed America's reputation abroad. So George W. Bush is anti-American. Just as last evening I emphasized that the activities of a group such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith are anti-American, and that the people associated with the ADL are anti-American. You know, some cases the term anti-American really does mean something. And what's interesting is that the people in the mass media who most frequently use the term anti-American to describe good, honest, dissenting Americans, like most of the people who listen to Republic Broadcasting, the people who are first to throw that term anti-American around are, in fact, the people who are anti-American, and there's no doubt about that. No doubt about that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we are going to our first break here. When we come back, a little bit of commentary about things various and sundry, and then we will go to the phones. Stay tuned.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the capital of your nation. Anyway, folks, Washington is also the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper, and I want to tell you, this week in American Free Press is a special pull-out section announcing the availability of two books long-awaited. One of them is entitled Perfidy. Now, folks, I don't know the exact prices on these, but I'm here to tell you that you're going to need to check out this issue of American Free Press. And then when I get the information further, I'll tell you about it, the prices and so forth. But the one book is entitled Perfidy, and it is written by Father Patrick Bassio, a very interesting gentleman, and his co-author, Sergeant John Holland. And this is a book that tells the whole, and I emphasize the word shocking, story of the abandonment of American POWs and MIAs by, yes, our own government, ladies and gentlemen. And there will be those who will say that we're anti-American for saying that our own government abandoned those POWs. There are people who are going to say that Sergeant Holland, who served in the Marines, enlisted in the Marines when he was not even old enough to enlist in the Marines, and fought in World War II, and then later served in the U.S. Army in Korea and Vietnam, spent his entire life in the U.S. military, there's going to be people who are going to say he's anti-American because he criticizes the U.S. government. Well, those people who criticize Sergeant Holland can take a running jump straight into hell, because he's not anti-American. He's the best of what America is all about. And this book, Perfidy, underlines the fact that the guy who is likely to be the Republican presidential nominee, John McCain, and I say likely to be because unless he dies or suddenly decides he doesn't want to be president, he is going to be the Republican nominee. Unless, of course, the powers that be decide he won't be the Republican nominee. Hint, hint, Ron Paul is not going to be the Republican nominee. In any case, this book, Perfidy, demonstrates that John McCain also qualifies to be described as anti-American. Because despite his much ballyhooed heroics as a member of the military, despite his much ballyhooed status as a former prisoner of war, the fact is that John McCain has stood in the way of finding out the truth about the other POWs and the other MIAs. This is criminal, ladies and gentlemen. John McCain is a criminal, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to vote for John McCain because, well, he's better than Hillary or better than Obama or better than whoever. But no, John McCain is not. He's pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the book Perfidy is a book that could keep him out of the White House. It should keep him out of the White House. That book is being released by American Free Press this week. The other book being released from American Free Press this week is Volume 2 of the series by Victor Thorne on Hillary Clinton. The first volume was Hillary Sex, telling about the sordid careers of Bill and Hillary Clinton as it interwove with their political endeavors. A lot of people said, well, you shouldn't write about that, but there was much more to the subject of that book than, dare I use that word on the air, sex. The second volume of the series, which is coming out now, is Hillary and Bill, the drugs volume. No, this isn't focusing on rumors about Bill Clinton using drugs. We're talking about the role of Bill and Hillary, as longtime CIA assets, helping facilitate the transfer of arms and drugs and engaging in money laundering through MENA, Arkansas. Yeah, you've heard bits and pieces about that in a lot of places, but I'm here to tell you Victor Thorne's book, Between Two Covers, tells it all. And just for the record, although Christopher Boleyn has fantasized for a long, long time that Victor Thorne and I have been engaged in a conspiracy against him, I had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with facilitating or arranging or even the production of Victor Thorne's books in the Hillary Clinton series. I only found about it after the fact. There were others in American Free Press who were on the staff there and whose job such things are who were involved in that. So another Christopher Balloon, Kinky Balloon theory goes down the tubes. But in any case, this book by Victor Thorne is a good book, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of Republicans put out a lot of stuff about Bill and Hillary Clinton being involved in drug trafficking, but they made it sound like the two were, you know, just plain old-fashioned drug traffickers. Those same Republicans who were talking about the Clintons and talking about MENA, folks, they didn't tell you that Bill and Hillary Clinton were in partnership with George H.W. Bush and Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, and a lot of those Zionist operatives in the Iran-Contra affair, like Elliot Abrams, son-in-law of Norman Podoretz. No, the Republicans didn't tell you about that. Well, this is the book that weaves it all together. This is the book that has taken a lot of information and put it all together. Now it's between two covers. It is Victor Thorne's Volume 2. Hillary and Bill, the drugs volume. Interesting title for a very interesting book. Well, talking about corruption in Washington, kind of funny. Headline in the Washington Post today. Federal agents raid Office of Special Counsel. Nearly two dozen federal agents yesterday raided the Washington headquarters of the agency that protects government whistleblowers as part of an intensifying criminal investigation of its leader, who is fighting allegations of improper political bias and obstruction of justice. So, in other words, translated as best I can, folks, that means that the guy who is responsible for bringing out corruption in government through the work of insiders, whistleblowers, is now being investigated for corruption. Now, you can read that several ways. You can read that as one part of the government is striking back against another part of the government. Maybe the guy is corrupt. And maybe it's the good guys in government who are going after somebody who's a bad guy. I don't know. I'm not even going to pretend to tell you that I know or that I even have a theory about it. Although I am sure, I am confident that there's going to be a lot of creative people out there who are going to spin some wild story explaining what's really going on, and I'm sure that that story, which has no basis in reality, will get widespread distribution all over the Internet, and there will be people who will be saying, why isn't Mike Piper talking about it on his radio show? Is he covering up? Why isn't American Free Press writing about it? Are they covering it up? I mean, you know, it goes on and on and on. Folks, again, it comes back to what I said. Say this over and over again. Don't believe everything that pops up on the Internet. I just saw a piece that's been circulating here recently that says that Angela Merkel, the head of the German government, is really the daughter of Adolf Hitler, produced through artificial insemination with the surviving sister of Hitler's mistress and wife, mistress turned wife, Eva Braun. And this is all apparently part of a grand Nazi plot in league with the Vatican to take over the world. So, look, folks, if you want to believe it, please feel free to go ahead and believe it. But I think most of you will put your thinking caps on and think about it carefully. Read carefully, folks. I just got a call from someone who read a piece that I had written in the Barnes Review, who had a friend who was all upset because I referred to the Holocaust and said that Israel rose from the ashes of the Holocaust. And why was Mike Piper, who should know better, saying that Israel rose from the ashes of the Holocaust? Well, folks, what it was, Mike Piper was actually referring to that kind of language as used by other people, and Mike Piper had put that language in quotes almost to make fun of it, to show it in a sarcastic fashion. But somebody somehow missed those quotes and went crying to one of their friends, and then their friend called me up. You know, this is, it all comes back to what I say, folks. We have to read carefully. We got to put our thinking caps on. We can't just circulate misinformation and disinformation without thinking about it. Goes on and on. You know, they say in the first place that those of us who broadcast in RBN and write for American Free Press and for other publications, they say we're on the fringe. Good example of that, coming back to this question of Reverend Wright. Well, they were demanding that Reverend Wright apologize for his comment that perhaps AIDS had been created in a U.S. government laboratory. And then he referred back, in defense of himself, he referred back to the famous Tuskegee experiments in the 1930s when government scientists withheld treatment from black syphilis patients in order to study the impact of the disease on their bodies. Well, Clarence Page, an establishment columnist, commented about that. He says, there hasn't been any evidence of similar atrocities since then, except in fringe literature that Mr. Wright unfortunately appears to believe. Well, folks, you start looking at a lot of quote-unquote fringe literature, and you'll find that there are all sorts of atrocities being carried out against Americans in a wide variety of ways. And although it may be fringe literature, folks, the atrocities are very real. Despite what others might say, they too can take a running jump.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, here at republicbroadcasting.org. Here in Washington today, very interesting article on the, actually, an opinion piece in the Washington Post by Richard Holbrooke, who I do believe, you know, I forget he had a big post. Was he ambassador to the United Nations? Anyway, he was a big shot in the Clinton administration. Interesting title, Washington's Battle Over Israel's Birth. And it points out that the great hero of World War II, General George C. Marshall, who served as Secretary of State under President Harry Truman, was, and this is no surprise to any of you who know your history, he was an adamant opponent of the recognition of the State of Israel back in 1948. What's interesting, though, some of the other people who were opposed to the creation of Israel included Dean Rusk, who was director of UN Affairs. Now, Dean Rusk, of course, later became Secretary of State under John F. Kennedy. But here's some of the other names who were opposed to the creation of the state of it, or the U.S. recognition of the State of Israel. Not just General Marshall, but, of course, Secretary of Defense James Forrestal, we of course all have heard about that. George F. Kennan, he's a guy best known as Mr. X, I believe, or X, who wrote a famous article for the Council on Foreign Relations magazine, Foreign Affairs, calling for the containment of the Soviet Union, not for war against the Soviet Union. John J. McCloy, Paul Nitze, of all people, and Dean Acheson, who later was Secretary of State in the Truman administration. What's interesting, though, is this. He says, this is Holbrooke writing, beneath the surface lay unspoken but real anti-Semitism on the part of some, but not all, policymakers. The position of those opposing recognition of Israel was simple: oil, numbers, and history. Quoting Defense Secretary Forrestal, there are 30 million Arabs on one side and about 600,000 Jews on the other. Well, there was a very angry argument in the Oval Office. And according to Richard Holbrooke, Marshall then uttered what Clark Clifford would later call, quote, the most remarkable threat I ever heard anyone make directly to a president. In an unusual top-secret memorandum, Marshall wrote for the historical files after the meeting. The great general recorded his own words. This is General George C. Marshall, the hero of World War II, the man who vanquished Adolf Hitler. He said in his memorandum, I said bluntly that if the president were to follow Mr. Clifford's advice and recognize Israel, and if in the elections I were to vote, I would vote against the president. According to Richard Holbrooke, after this stunning moment, the meeting adjourned in disarray. Well, it goes on and on, of course, ladies and gentlemen. As we know now, Harry Truman did recognize the State of Israel. But this is what I think is interesting, folks. This is why I've been leading you through this. Now, those of us who know about the history of all this know about these events. They have been written about in numerous books. But here's what's interesting. He says, the secret of the Oval Office confrontation held for years, and a crisis in both domestic politics and foreign policy was narrowly averted. The secret of the Oval Office confrontation, that is the secret of the confrontation between all these big-name foreign policy analysts, experts, military heroes, all these people who were saying to Harry Truman, don't recognize the State of Israel, you're going to get our behind in the sling, you're going to get the United States in trouble. All these big names were telling Harry Truman not to do it. That was considered a big secret that held for years, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you think they wanted to keep it a big secret? Because they didn't want the American people to know that a great hero of World War II, who had fought against the evil Nazis and saved the remnant of Europe's Jews, according to the legend, George C. Marshall, said we should not recognize the Jewish state, quote-unquote, that rose from the ashes of the Holocaust. Dean Acheson, considered a great liberal internationalist, opposed the creation of the State of Israel. A hard-headed realist like George Kennan opposed the recognition by the United States of the State of Israel. Isn't that interesting? And isn't it even more interesting that several years later, Dean Acheson, George C. Marshall, Forrestal, all these guys came under intense fire. Isn't it interesting that some of the people who were attacking these guys were actually Trotskyites here in the United States? Trotskyites posing as conservatives. Trotskyites in the sphere of William F. Buckley Jr. and his good friend Marvin Liebman, a former member of the Irgun Underground in Israel. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Was George C. Marshall really a communist? Was Dean Acheson really a communist? Well, they were anti-Zionists. That's for sure. More poison inserted into the American patriot movement. Interesting. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the ramifications of it. Figure it out for yourself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, folks, even though I do have a driver's license, I am pleased as punch, as the late Hubert Humphrey used to say, I am pleased as punch to say that in my entire life, I have never owned a car. I have never owned a car directly. I have never secretly owned a car through a holding company. I've never owned a car. Can you imagine how lucky I am? Think about that. Everybody I know that has a car usually has, of the people I know who have cars, somebody's got to have a car in the shop. But unfortunately, one of the curses of driving a car is having to keep it fueled up. But I'm here to tell you right now that you can laugh at rising gas costs and use water as fuel. No, I'm not kidding you. We have a sponsor here, gasfreedom.info, that has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology, a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical technology that gasfreedom.info can tell you about. And it is a secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Now, I'm going to give you their telephone number in a minute. Gasfreedom.info. Go to that website for this special offer. You can turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Now, if you use the passcode RBN, just like right here in this network, Republic Broadcasting Network, use the passcode RBN and receive a $49 discount. So go to gasfreedom.info, or you can call 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708. Now, folks, I'm going to let you in. I do have to go to the callers here in a minute. We have a few callers lined up, but I got a very interesting email from somebody who appears to be in New Zealand. And they heard me talking about the powerful Bronfman family here, as I often talk about the Bronfman family on this program. And they referred me to a website called veromi.net. V-E-R-O-M-I.net. V-E-R-O-M-I.net. And that is a site that you can do business searches on. And they gave me the name of an attorney, apparently an attorney down in Austin, Texas, who is associated with the daughter of Edgar Bronfman. Apparently, Holly Lev, L-E-V, Holly, just like it sounds, Lev, L-E-V, and her husband, who is an Israeli, have a foundation called the Bet Lev Foundation, B-E-T-L-E-V, the Bet Lev Foundation. And apparently it's operating out of Austin, Texas. I mean, you can find the Bronfmans and the Israelis operating out of the darndest places. But apparently there's a lawyer down there in Texas, a big-shot lawyer not my friend, incidentally, the big-shot lawyer I refer to, but a lady big-shot lawyer down in Texas named Elizabeth M. Schurig, S-C-H-U-R-I-G. Her last name is Schurig, S-C-H-U-R-I-G. She is a big-name lawyer down in Texas who is apparently associated with the Bet Lev Foundation, which is run by Holly Bronfman Lev, L-E-V, and her Israeli husband. So if you want to get more details on that yourself, just go to veromi.net, V-E-R-O-M-I.net, and check out the name Elizabeth Schurig, S-C-H-U-R-I-G. Very interesting, I think. Very, very interesting. Like I say, you find those big-shot Bronfman connections all over the place, even Austin, Texas. Amazing. All right, we're going to go to the phones here. We've got Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, come on up.
Hi, good evening, Mike. How are you?
How you doing tonight?
Good. Listen, Mike, there's something I had wanted to mention to you about the ADL. I know that's a frequent topic of conversation on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on their website, you know, it's just ADL.org.
Yeah.
They've had an article up there on the front page of their website for a long time. It's towards the lower left side of the web page. It's called Mearsheimer and Waltz Anti-Jewish Screed.
Mm-hmm.
A relentless assault
that.
And scholarly guys. You know, what I found interesting about this, Mike, is that just recently, I happened to look over a list of the Council on Foreign Relations members.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2006 list. And I didn't realize before, I don't know if it had been reported in the media or not, but both Stephen Walt and John Mearsheimer are CFR members.
Oh, yes. I knew that only because I saw some reference to it somewhere. Yeah, they, you see, this, you know, this kind of goes right back to what I was talking about earlier here just a few minutes ago about the fact that a lot of big figures in the foreign policy establishment have not necessarily been big-time supporters of Israel.
Well,
any more than the members of the American military are. You were going to make a point. Go ahead.
The point I was going to make now, obviously, Abe Foxman, he's a CFR member as well. And it just kind of reminds me, you know, if you go into Council on Foreign Relations, you can read it on their own webpage, as well as been reported by many different writers over the past couple of decades, that back at the height of the Vietnam War, from the late 60s to the early 70s, apparently there was a deep split in the CFR.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, there were members there who were gung-ho, let's continue, prosecute the war, as well as very many vocal members were saying it's a disaster for the country, you know?
Oh, and, yeah. You see, this is the whole thing, you know. This is one thing that I do try to caution people against, just assuming that because someone is a member of one of these organizations doesn't necessarily mean that everybody in that organization is in sync. I mean, even within like the Bilderberg group, there's a very big conflict in the Bilderberg group over a variety of international policy positions. We would be kidding ourselves to think that everybody in every organization is in lockstep. Because, you know, I mean, you can listen to five different shows here, even on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, take any five at random, and they happen to be addressing virtually the same subject, and you can find big differences and small differences.
Right.
So yeah, no, that's very... No, I personally think, and I said this from the beginning as far as Mearsheimer and Walt was concerned, that, you know, these guys were well-established figures in the CFR and in foreign policy circles. I don't think it's an accident that they wrote their book. I think that there were other powerful people who came to them and said, hey, look, there's a lot of people out there writing books criticizing Israel, criticizing Jewish power in the United States, but no one's paying attention to them. We need some guys with big names to come out with a book that will get the message out there. And I think that's exactly what happened. And I'll tell you what, I think that's why Abe Foxman and other elements are so hysterical, because of the fact that they know that this isn't just Mearsheimer and Walt speaking out.
Right.
Those guys are really the front men for other people in this country and around the world. I mean, I've heard in different times, in different conversations with different people in the know, I've read in different places at different times over the years about very distinct factions, not only in the United States, but in Europe, who were very adamantly opposed to Zionist power, opposed to Jewish power. Years ago, I was told by someone in the know that there was a very high-level consortium of Roman Catholic industrialists and financiers who were very close to the Vatican, who were very much opposed to the inordinate influence of Jewish power in Europe and in the United States. And that's just one example.
Right.
So I'm glad you pointed that out, because that's, you know, it harkens back to what I was talking about earlier, and it just demonstrates that, you know, we shouldn't always just jump to conclusions like someone happens to be a member of the CFR. That doesn't mean they're part of the one world government movement. That doesn't mean this. That doesn't mean that. You know, a lot of these things, you know, interlap with one another. Sometimes people in the establishment break, you know, with other elements. So I'm glad you pointed it out, Jim.
And I just mentioned, Mike, that another CFR member who's been intensely vocal against the Iraq war has been General William Odom.
Okay, well, there's a good example right there again, too.
I mean, he's testified and he's written many articles, you know, basically saying it's, you know, it's an absolute strategic disaster for the United States.
Yeah, and see, you know, that's, well, you know, like I say, I think the numbers of people, good people in the military, good people in the intelligence community, they're growing by leaps and bounds. People who are, what I mean is they're growing in numbers and being willing to speak out. And as Martha Stewart would say, that's a good thing.
Right. Mike, real quick, let me just change gears real quick.
Go ahead.
I've been following this other story here. You know, Doug Fife has just recently come out with his book describing his White House years. And he makes the revelation that was first reported by General Wesley Clark a couple years ago, that at the very beginning of the Bush administration, right after 9/11, that the Pentagon at the highest levels, Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and so forth, they actually developed a policy paper for regime change in 7 countries.
Okay. Yeah. Incidentally, I wouldn't like to call that the Pentagon, because when you use the term Pentagon, that makes it sound like it's the generals and the admirals and the high-level officers. The people you're talking about are non-military. These were Zionist civilians inside the Pentagon. But you're right about that. Yes.
Well, Mike, according to one article, I just read it today in Asia Times. It's written by Gareth Porter. He's an historian. He has quite a few articles that appear on antiwar.com.
Oh, okay.
And what he's saying is that this policy paper of regime change in and the countries by the way were Syria, Iraq first, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
Yeah, I wondered where Iran stood in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what he's actually saying, Gareth Porter, is that the military segment, the generals, they signed off on this. The outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff, Henry Shelton.
That doesn't surprise me because of the fact that you even see right now General Petraeus, who is obviously, he's part of the crowd, he's going along with it, but you have to keep in mind that there were so many other generals and high-level officers who did oppose it. You know, these aren't the guys at the very top. Usually the guys at the very top are some of the guys who were appointed to those positions because they go along to get along.
Right.
But, no, I mean, I have no doubt about that. But all the evidence indicates that, for the most part, the hardcore members of the military establishment were adamantly opposed to going into Iraq. Likewise, they're opposed to going into Iran. So you know, although, you know, again, it comes back, it just brings us full circle, you will find, you will find a lot of people in the military who have gone along with the civilian gangsters, but you're also going to find a lot who don't.
Right.
And my gut instinct is to tell me that most of them don't, and now as we ponder going into Iran, they are going to be forced into a real unfortunate position of deciding whether or not they are going to go along with the program. I hope they don't.
Right. All right, Mike.
All right. Thanks for a good call.
Good night.
That's what you call a thought-provoking call, ladies and gentlemen, a good call. All right, let's go to, we have a few minutes before the break here. Let's go to Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, come on up.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for taking my call, and also thank you for trying to uncover the mess that this government has put us into. A couple things I wanted to backstep of what you were talking about with Reverend Wright. Through our history, the government, they used smallpox-infested blankets with the Native Americans.
Absolutely.
And also, as pursuing the cause of the Gulf War illness, I learned of Len Horowitz, who Reverend Wright was talking about with his book of Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, where he talked about the creation of AIDS. He followed the money in the creation of it and how it goes in with biological and chemical weapons.
Absolutely.
I've seen subcommittee reports where it's called, paraphrasing, biological and chemical testing involving human subjects by the Department of Defense.
Absolutely.
Also, MK Ultra, mind control. And
glad you brought it up. I was going to bring it up myself. Yeah.
And one last thing I wanted to bring up is Israel. I think that the Zionists used the cloak of Judaism in order to use it because of what happened at the Holocaust, that they are able to quickly pull it over them and start screaming oh no, you're a racist, you know, anytime that it points towards them. And my last question is, what about the Mystery Babylon teachings, where I've learned that Israel actually was a combination of Isis, Amun-Ra, and Elohim. And have you heard of that with the Mystery Babylon?
You know, that's interesting. That's very, very interesting. Mark Glenn and I just had a conversation about this off the air. It was either, I think it was yesterday or today. I don't remember. But, you know, I said to Mark, I said that, I guess it was today, I said that, you know, there's so much of this that, you know, I'm familiar with, I've heard about, and what it is, when you start looking into this stuff, it's like peeling the onion. You keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper. But I'll tell you what, I think the core of that onion, you know, it has all these different layers, but the core of that onion that really makes it stink,
exactly,
is the evil that lies within.
And William Cooper, I don't know if you've heard of William Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did extensive work on the Mystery Babylon and his great book, Behold the Pale Horse, where he even came up with the prodigals of the Protocols of Zion?
The Protocols, yeah.
Protocol of Zion, which is incredible information, and talking about somebody who had a very suspicious murder or death, should I say.
Yeah, they shot him out in his front yard, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your work, Mike.
All right, Kevin.
Keep it up.
Appreciate your call. All right, that takes us right to the break, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say we are going to the break in just a minute or so. Not quite a minute. So I'm just going to urge you to hang on for the break, which is coming up, and we are going to be joined by none other than Jim from Texas, who we always warn not to ride in an open limousine through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up the hour here. Michael Collins Piper at republicbroadcasting.org. And we do have Jim from Texas. Jim, you obviously weren't riding in an open limousine in Dallas today.
No, and I'm not planning on anywhere in the immediate future. But you were describing that Marshall and Acheson and all these other characters, Forrestal, that were supposedly opposition to Truman. This is what the French call a faux opposition, or false. And these people were never really opposition to what was going on. They were, as our Jewish brethren always do, they play both sides of the argument. Because at the time there was going on with Acheson and Forrestal and all these other people, the same argument was going on in the Soviet Union with the people that said, we're not going to allow the Zionists to control the Jewish movement. It's always false opposition. Did Forrestal or Acheson or Marshall or any of these people come out and say, you know, I've been working for an administration since 1933, has been hand in glove in league with the communists. Did any of them ever come out and say that?
Well, no, you know, didn't. I tell you, Jim, that's interesting because, now, you know, Forrestal, in his diaries.
He came closest, but they killed him.
Well, look at, but even Harry Truman, don't forget the things that Harry Truman wrote in his own diaries as well. I mean, you know what it comes down to? You know what it comes down to here, Jim, is that these people in positions of power, this is the problem we've had for too long. There are these people in positions of power. Well, just like Senator, I talked about him on the program here the other night, Senator Paul Simon of Illinois, who got elected.
Mr. Bowtie.
That's right. Nationwide Jewish support. And once he got elected to the Senate out of the House of Representatives, he basically got fed up with them and retired from the Senate, but never publicly talked about the things that he talked about privately. So we have had a few people. We have had a few people in government who have spoken out, but those who have spoken out, we've seen what has happened to them.
But Mike,
Jim Traficant is a good example.
Right, Traficant's he's a fellow in himself. Although I don't recommend his hairdo to anybody. But
oh, I actually turned out to be a wig. But
but anyway,
not even a comb over. It was a wig.
The point is, none of them, not one, with the possible exception of Forrestal, which they killed him before he could. But not one of them ever come out and told the whole true story of what was going on. They hinted around the edges, which they always do, around the edges. Well, I'm not a Zionist, and I don't believe that Israel ought to be able to do this, but they didn't come out and say that the whole American government is behind it, and they've been controlled since 1913 by the Jews. They don't come out and say that. They never have, not one.
Well, you know, that's
with the exception of Friedman.
You know, I had a conversation with somebody about this about an hour before I came on the air. And it all comes back to what I've been saying here.
It wasn't Abe Foxman, was it?
What's that?
It wasn't Abe Foxman.
It wasn't Abe Foxman. But it was a very wise and dear old friend of mine, and he and I have been both saying for the longest amount of time that the only resolution to this whole problem we find our country in is for a few brave military men to just say no, and to set the stage in motion to take the government down and restore it to what it's supposed to be, because it's not going to happen through the electoral process. No matter how much we pray that Ron Paul or somebody like Ron Paul, maybe somebody even better than Ron Paul, will be elected president, even if he was elected president, we'd still have a corrupt Congress to deal with. So, you know, you're absolutely right, Jim. You know, that's the problem. The people in the know don't tell everybody else what we do need to know.
They only tell a part of it. That's the problem. They only tell a part of it. Why not tell the whole truth?
You know, it's going to be very, very interesting that if one day we can take back our country and really take a look at the archives, take a look at the records of how they stole the vote in all these elections, we're really going to learn a lot, and I hope I live long enough to see it. All right, we're wrapping it up. Have a good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Men.